羡慕我们的小孩子学东西学得这么快，这么好。
I'm really envious of our kids because when they learn really fast and they do a good job.
假如我去的话，我想一定会有很多的错误在里头。
If I were to do the handbells, I'm sure I would be making a lot of mistakes.
我们为孩子们感谢主。
We give thanks for the children.
也为诗班祷告。
And we pray for our choir.
他们这一个月来相当辛苦。
Because this had been a really busy month for them.
盼望神能够使用他们。
We pray that the Lord will use them.
奇妙的一件事情就是他们在外面啊，这个现世啊，都有人决志信主。
What's amazing about their ministry is that wherever they go, there will be people who would accept Christ.
在我们自己的教会，大家都是存着欣赏的那种啊态度，所以没人举手。
But in our own churches, when they perform, then nobody raised their hand. Maybe because we're just all here appreciating their music.
所以王教授在教会里的这个现世啊，是相当的紧张。
And so when Professor Wang leads the choir to perform in our church, she's most nervous.
假如明年王教授还有机会的话，盼望能够有很多的人举手。
If Professor Wang will have another opportunity to lead the choir next year, we'd hope that there will be people who would raise their hand for Christ.
因为不久就是我们的新年。
Because in a few days will be the new year.
所以我就想在今天谈谈新这件事情。
And so I would like to take some time today and talk about what new means.
请我们翻到传道书第一章。
Let us turn our Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
我读第八节到十一节。
I will read from verse 8 through verse 11.
万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。已有的事，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。日光之下，并无新事。岂有一件事人能指着说这是新的，哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了，已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
All things are wearisome more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be againAnd what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. If there is anything of which one can say, look, this is something new. It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow. Let us pray.
感谢主，我们又经过了一个快要来到的新年。
Lord, we give you thanks. We are now approaching another new year.
求主让我们了解新的意义。
Help us to understand the meaning of new.
盼望我们能够真正的有新的经历。
So that we may truly have new experiences.
求主祝福我们的诗班。
Lord, bless our choir.
也祝福刚才表演的这些孩子们。
And bless those children who are just here with us performing.
愿老的少的都荣耀神。
Whether we're old or if we're young, may we all glorify God.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那刚才我们读的啊这几节经文。
These few verses we just read.
我第一次听到这几节经文是我还不信主的时候。
I remember I heard these very verses for the first time before I became a believer.
是我在工学院读书的时候， 有一个教授，他不信主，他突然他这个给我们这个考试题目的时候就出了这么一个题目。
I remember I was studying in college, I was studying engineering, and I came upon a professor who was not a Christian, but he gave us a test, and the subject of the test came from these passages.
他的题目就是日光之下并无新事。
And the title of the test that he wants us to write about is There is Nothing New Under the Sun.
那是你相信不相信，你发挥你自己的意见。
It says, do you believe this saying and write about your thoughts and opinion?
你晓得吧，我那个时候还不认识主。
At that time, I was not a Christian.
但是我听到的这几节圣经我大大的赞赏。
But when I came upon these verses from the Bible, I was very amazed at these verses.
所以我就大大的发挥，结果老师给了我一个 A。
And so I wrote all, so I wrote all about these verses, and I did such a great job, the teacher gave me an A.
因为我赞成圣经里头所讲的日光之下并无新事。
Because what I wrote about was that I agreed with this saying that there is nothing new under the sun.
我也觉得很奇怪，这个老师，这我绝对不能够相信他是一个基督徒。
And even to today, I've always wondered, this professor of mine, there is no way that he was a Christian.
那是几十年前的事情。
Of course, this had been decades ago.
我从来没有看到一个老师像他那样子随便的。
I've never seen a professor who's as casual as he was.
他常常跑到教室里头来，这个教课的时候坐在桌子上。
When he comes in the class and when he teaches, he sits on the desk.
抽一个是香烟。
And there would be a cigarette in his mouth.
两个脚翘得高高的。
He kicks up his legs.
我心里想，他口口声声讲他是基督徒。
And I said, he keeps saying that he's a Christian.
我说这么一个人是基督徒吗？
This just, but how can such a person be a Christian?
假如我继续在他班上的话，恐怕我不会信主。
If I had continued in his class, I probably would never become a Christian.
但是感谢主，他让我能够了解日光之下并无新事。
But I thank God because that was an experience for me, which I come to understand that there is no new things.
可是人都喜欢新的东西。
But as human beings, we all like things that are new.
因为新的东西跟新的环境，一方面能够满足我们的好奇心。
Because things that are new and environments that are new satisfies our curiosity.
一方面也带给我们盼望。
And at the same time, it brings us hope.
基本上就是因为我们人对自己的环境，对自己所有的都不满足。
But the bottom line is because as human beings, we're often discontent about the circumstances that we're in and the things that we have.
一个对现有的事物跟环境不满的人，
Someone who is dissatisfied with their current situation or circumstances,
总是盼望新的比旧的好。
Will always wish for something that is new because they would think that whatever is new will be better than what they have.
也许今年要比去年好。
Maybe this new year would be better than the last.
一个对现有的已经相当满意的人，
One who is rather satisfied with their current state,
盼望新的比旧的更好。
They would still hope that whatever is new would be better than even what they have now.
因此上，所有的人都在追求新。
So everyone wants things that are new.
而且也很爱过年。
And everyone likes to have a new year.
我们知道小孩子喜欢过年。
We know that children love the New Year.
因为过年的时候有礼物啊。
Because when you have a New Year, it's another opportunity to have more gifts.
所以我们中间做父母的不要忘记新年的时候要给孩子礼物。
So as parents, remember, when there's a New Year, you're going to give gifts to your children.
但是不要给太多的礼物。
Just don't give them too much.
给了太多的礼物，他连爸爸妈妈都忘记了。
You give them too much, they will forget who you are as their parents.
中国人有句俗话。
There's a Chinese saying.
过新年的时候叫做炮竹一声除纳。
And it says that in the new year, when you light up the firecracker, you get rid of the old.
所以大家喜欢听鞭炮的声音。
And that is why during the Chinese New Year, people would be lighting the firecrackers and everybody will enjoy it.
因为古老的传说为什么要过年?
Because the tradition and the tradition about the New Year is this.
因为按照传说年是一个很恶的一个野兽。
According to the Chinese mythology, that the year is actually a very vicious animal.
所以啊，要放鞭炮，要把这个年要赶走。
So the firecrackers are lit in order to chase away this vicious animal.
所以这个是迷信啊。
Of course, this is superstition.
但是很多人都相信。
But people actually believe this.
基本上就是他要过新年。
But the bottom line is, they want to enjoy a new year.
美国人，我们大家都晓得，在12月啊，这个31号的晚上，都喜欢到纽约的时报方场去。
In America, that we know that there is a tradition that on December 31st, people would gather at Times Square in New York City.
啊，在那个地方啊，简直是狂欢。
Basically, they would have a feast and party there.
从31号一开始就有灯光。
Starting from the 31st, the city will be lit.
然后到了午夜的时候，就到半夜，就是快要进入新年的时候，啊，整个的灯通通都亮起来。
And as it approaches midnight, when it comes right before the midnight, all the lights in the city will be lit up.
然后你就可以听到在场的，那简直不，我相信他至少有十万人吧，一起要唱送这个旧年迎新年。
Then you will hear all the people, the crowd that's gathered in Times Square, tens and thousands of people, they would be singing and they would be cheering to send away the old year.
唱的曲子的调子是叫我们叫做。魂断蓝桥，你们听过没有？
就魂
断蓝桥，就是要把这个旧年送掉，把新年迎过来。
And it's a song that talks about sending away the old year and welcoming the new year.
所以中国人也好，美国人也好，我想其他的国家可能也有他们的一种迷信啊，都是出于喜新厌旧的一种心理。
Whether in the Chinese culture or whether in the Western culture. I'm sure in different countries they have their different traditions. But all in all, that there is a notion that everyone likes the new year. And the reason why is because they want to send away what is old and they look forward to what is new.
对我来说，这个新年实在没有理由值得我们去庆祝。
To me, I don't see any reason why we need to especially celebrate the New Year.
我希望我们中间没有迷信的人。
I hope that there isn't anyone here who is superstitious.
因为我当时对迎新的看法，一个很古怪的想法。
And I had a really odd opinion about welcoming the new.
我说我们根本不应该庆祝，我们应该哭泣。
And my perspective was, instead of celebrating the New Year, we should probably weep for it.
当时报广场的那个钟敲响新年的一声的时候，就表示 我又在世上少了一年。
Because when that clock, when the bell rings at Times Square and it says the new year has come, what it tells me is I have one less year to live here on earth.
其实没有什么理由庆祝，应该是哭的。
So there's no reason to celebrate. We should weep for it.
不过人是很古怪的。
But people are odd.
我们专门做一些古古怪怪的事情，不加思想的。
There are a lot of things that we do, we actually don't give much thought to it.
可是我们刚才读的圣经提醒我们一件事。
But the verses that we just read from the Bible reminds us of this.
日光之下并无新事。
That there is nothing new under the sun.
有的人对环境人事失望。
Some people are disappointed about their circumstances or about their relationships.
换了一个环境，换了一批人，照常的失望。
They would try to change their circumstances or associate with different groups of people, but still the result is the same, that they become disappointed.
很多人不喜欢这个教会。
Some people don't like this church.
喜欢换另外一个教会。
Say they want to change and go to another church.
我们常常在教会，你都看到人，这个礼拜在这个教会，下个礼拜到另外一个教会。
We do meet people in our church where they would be here this week, but next week they would be at another church.
他们到另外一个教会，因为对这个教会失望。
They would go to another church because they're disappointed about this church.
可是当他到了另外一个教会，他又对那个教会失望。
But after they go to the other church, then they become disappointed with the other church.
因此上，他就等于是到 supermarket 去 shopping 一样的，这里跑到那里，跑到那里，每到一处都失望。
And so when attending church to them is like shopping at a supermarket. They go from one place to the other, but the results are the same, is that they become disappointed.
有的人对自己失望。
Some people are disappointed about themselves.
立志要更新。
They've determined to have a New Year resolution.
但是结果呢，又很快的重蹈覆辙。
But soon after, they repeat their patterns.
很多人立定心志要戒毒。
Many people, they would set a New Year resolution to get rid of their drug habits.
No, gambling.
Oh, to stop gambling.
下一个才是 drug. 啊，很多人就是希望能够把烟戒掉。
And there are people who want to quit smoking.
我从前曾经讲过，我有个亲戚为了要戒毒啊，把自己的手指都砍了一个。
I mentioned to you before, one of my relatives before, in order to quit gambling, he cut off his own finger. He had cut off his own finger.
等到手指好了以后，照常跑去赌钱。
But after his finger has healed, he went right back to gambling.
他发现四个手指跟五个手指打麻将差不多。
He discovered that there's not much difference.Between using five fingers or four fingers to play mahjong.
很多那些戒烟的人戒不掉，结果怎么上吊？
There are people who want to quit smoking and they try so hard and they couldn't and at the end they would kill themselves.
我相信很多人至少少数人都听过这个美国从前有一个人叫 Mark Twain。
I think most of you have heard of this person from America in the past. His name is Mark Twain.
他是很出名的，以戒烟出名。
He is famous, and he's famous for quitting smoking.
他说世界上最容易的事情就是戒烟。
He says the easiest thing in this world is quit smoking.
他说我已经戒过几百次了。
He says I've done so over hundreds of times.
我希望我们中间没有这样的人。
I hope we don't have anyone like that.
新年决志，常常有些人认为是笑话。
Making New Year resolutions to some people are a joke.
对不对？美国人常常用这个话到新年的时候彼此取笑。
Isn't that the case? People make fun of each other when it comes to making New Year resolutions.
今年你又发什么誓戒掉了?
And what are you making a, what are you determining to quit this time around?
新年决志被人看为是一个笑话。
Making a New Year resolution for most people are just jokes.
因为很多小的习惯我们都改不了。
Because there are too many habits in our lives that we just can't get rid of.
现在美国最时髦的一个新年的决志就是不要发胖。
One of the most popular New Year resolutions here in America is to not,to not be fat.
那希望明年比今年苗条。
And the ideal and the resolution would be that we would weigh less this year than last year.
可是大多数的人到了年底的时候又来一个决志。
But most people, as the year approaches its end, there's yet another resolution.
同样的，希望明年比今年苗条。
It's another resolution to say that I would be thinner next year than I would be this year.
事实上就是明年比今年还要更胖。
But the reality is oftentimes that next year we weigh more than the year before.
所以连我们一个小的习惯都难改。
So the fact is, even these small habits of, in our lives, they are very difficult for us to overcome or to change.
假如要成为一个新的人应该更不容易。
So if we want to become a new person, that would be that much more difficult to be.
圣经里的告诉我们只有神能够把我们变成一个全新的人。
The Bible tells us that only God can change us into a new person.
因为只有在基督里面的人才是一个新的创造。
Because only when a person is in Christ will he or she be a new creation.
当我们在基督里的时候，天天都有一个新的境界。
When we are in Christ, each day that we live, we have a new, brand new experience.
我相信这个。
I believe this.
因为我自己有这样子的经历。
Because that is my experience.
我自从信了耶稣之后，真正的成为一个新的创造。
Since I became a Christian, I recognize that I've become a new creation.
我要举几个例子，说明我这个人是怎么变的。
I give you a few examples so that you may know how this person has changed.
事实当我还不信主的时候，我认为宇宙这件事情是不可知的。
Before I was a Christian, I thought that the things about this universe are things that are unknown to man.
对我来讲，知道不知道也没有什么重要。
As a matter of fact, whether or not a person understands the universe or not has no matter.
可是当我读到诗篇十九篇的时候
，But when I read Proverbs 19,
我们不是刚才那位主席弟兄已经读过了那两节经文吗？
We read these two verses earlier.
不知道他为什么要读这两节经文
？Not sure why he picked these verses to read.
这里说诸天述说上帝的荣耀。穹苍传扬他的手段，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
This is from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hand. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge.
十九篇是讲到我们的神是怎么样子的奇妙的神。
Psalm 19 talks about the God that we know and how amazing he is.
他第一节到第六节讲到自然界怎么样子来宣扬神的荣耀。
Verses 1 through 6 talks about how this natural world proclaims the glory of God.
然后到从第七节开始往下就讲到神的话语怎么样子来宣扬他的荣耀。
And then from verse 7 onward talks about how the word of God proclaims his glory.
最后在十一节之后就讲到一个遵行神话语的义人他们的言行怎么样子荣耀神。
Then from verse 11 onward, it talks about how a righteous person who holds fast to the word of God, how that person lives and acts.
所以全章都是讲到神是怎么样子得到他的荣耀。
And so this entire chapter talks about how God would receive glory.
基本上告诉我们一件事情就是宇宙之所以荣耀是因为是神创造的。
All in all, it says that the reason why God can receive glory from the creation is because He created the whole world.
一开始就说诸天述说上帝的荣耀穹苍传扬他的手段。
From the onset, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
我们从天地的奇妙就可以看到神的荣耀。
From the creation and how amazing it had been created, we can see the glory of God.
因为是神的创造。
Because it is God's creation.
弟兄姊妹，我们不去细想这些事情的。
Brothers and sisters, we often don't think about this enough.
大至整个的啊，这个宇宙，小至一点点的那些蚂蚁啊、花草，都是十分的奇妙。
When we consider the creation, when we consider the entire universe, as this, in a, from a large scale, the planets and the stars, to the micro scale of the insects or the ants or even living things that are even smaller, everything in the creation is amazing.
所以我对宇宙有了一个不同的一个看法。
And so I had a new perspective about the universe.
我从我所处的宇宙里头能够经历到观察到我所信的神他是什么样子一位奇妙的创造的主。
Because in the universe, I've come to know the Lord and my Lord and my God, who is the creator of all heaven and earth, and that through His creation, I come to know the amazing God that He is.
我从前绝对相信这个达尔文的这个创造论。
Before, I was absolutely convinced of Darwin's theory on evolution.
但是我自从信主之后，我觉得达尔文的学说一点道理都没有。
But after I became a Christian, my opinion on Darwin's theory of evolution is that it's completely baseless.
我知道我们中间很多从大陆来的，你们从小就是相信创造论，这个进化论。
I know that there are many of us who are from China, and from youth, you've been taught Darwin's theory of evolution.
我不信的时候所相信的那些这个进化论呢，到现在我一点我觉得都没有价值，都不值得我相信。
All the theories related to evolution that I firmly held and believed in before, now as I look at them, there's not one aspect of it that is believable, and not one aspect of it is valuable.
我从前以为没神。
Before, I said to myself, there is no God.
我很骄傲地称自己是无神论者。
And I would declare proudly that I am an atheist.
因为没有神，所以我可以随便要做什么就做什么。
Because there is no God, so I dictate my life and I do whatever I wish.
因为相信无神的人，事实上 他是相信自己是神。
Because a true atheist, it's not that the person doesn't believe that there is a God, it's that the person believes that he or she, herself, are, he himself or she herself is God.
因此上，我觉得神是不可能存在的。
So I considered that it is impossible for God to exist.
可是当我信主的那一天，
But from the very day that I accepted Christ,
差不多从那个至少有半年的时间，
I would say from that moment onward for about a 6 months period,
我觉得自己生活在一个不同的空间里面。
I thought that I lived in a different dimension.
我真是感觉到自己不是在地上走，是在空中飞。
I always feel like as I live, I wasn't walking on earth. I felt that I was hovering over earth.
我一看到这个天，马上我说，哎呀，天父，你实在是创造的主。
I see the skies, and I would exclaim, Father, you are indeed the God of creation.
我真是觉得自己跟神的距离啊，几乎没有。
I felt that there is no separation between me and God.
我清楚地明白我的生命以及我所有的一切的源头都是从神来的。
And I had a clear purpose and clear knowledge that all that I have, the source of my life and the purpose of my life is from God.
那个是在我读圣经之前。
That was before I even started studying the Bible.
我在那个感觉之前，从来没有读过圣经。
Before I had that experience and those feelings, I never read the Bible.
一旦我信了主之后，我觉得神无处不在。
After I became a Christian, I knew and recognized that God is everywhere.
第三，我从前认为我们人是万物之灵。
Thirdly, I believed before I was a Christian that human beings are the master of all living things.
因为我相信进化论，所以我承认我们人是最高级的动物。
Because I believed in the theory of evolution, so I believed that human beings are the most advanced form of of the animal kingdom.
我觉得人的来路是不明。
It's true that where a person comes from is not very clear.
去处是不可知。
And where we're going is unknown.
一个人生的目的无非是借时享乐。
But what is clear is that the purpose of such a life is to be able to enjoy life to the fullest.
我对这件事情花了很多的时间来思想。
I actually spend a lot of time thinking about this matter.
为什么我们人要生在这个地方？
Why am I born here?
人的目的，人生的目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose of life?
我想到最后很得意的，我说人生的最终的目的就是享乐。
And so I thought about this long and hard, and I was very proud of my findings. At the end, my conclusion, which is the purpose and the meaning of life, is found in enjoying this life now to the fullest.
我活在这个地方，我只有一个目的，就是什么东西、什么环境。让我快乐，那就是我喜欢的，那就是我要的。
So as I live in this world, whatever I do and whatever I experience that brings me pleasure and happiness, that's what I will pursue after and that's what I will continue to do.
因此我认为一个人所作所为完全凭着自己的好恶。
And so I thought to myself that how a person decides on what to do and how the person conducts himself is purely based on a person's preference.
这是一个绝对自私、 绝对自我中心的一个人生观。
This is a completely selfish and completely self-centered view about life.
即我是整个宇宙的中心。
Me and I are the center of the universe.
我之所以在这里，因为我可以在这里享乐。
The reason why I am here now is because I can enjoy everything that I want to enjoy.
可是我得救之后，我才发现我这个人是神的精心的创造。
But after I became a Christian, after I was saved, then I realized that I, as a person, is the masterpiece of God's creation.
是按照他的形象跟样式所造的。
That I was created in his image and in his likeness.
神要我活在这里，不是要我在此地享乐。
God created me and placed me here on earth is not so that I can enjoy all the pleasures for myself.
神造了我，他的目的是要我活在这里，见证荣耀他。
He created me and he placed me here on earth for one purpose, that is to witness for him and to testify of his glory.
这就把我的人生赋有一个最有意义的一个目的。
And that had given my life the most meaningful purpose.
为什么我要在这里？因为我有一个使命。
Why am I here? Because I have been given a mission.
造我的神给了我这个使命。
And the God who created me is the same God who has given me this mission.
让我来见证他，让我来荣耀他。
Which is to testify about him and is to glorify him.
从前我不认识神的时候，我瞧不起基督徒。
Before I knew God, I despised Christians.
我认为基督徒是没有什么知识的人。
I considered Christians as ones who are not very highly educated.
我不相信一个有见识的人要去信耶稣。
I cannot accept or believe that someone who has been educated, who is intellectual, would believe in such a thing as God.
所以基督徒是无知的。
So Christians are all ignorant.
And 基督徒也是没有骨气的。
And Christians are all weak.
我们听到基督徒一天到晚祷告祷告祷告。
We hear Christians talking about praying, praying, praying all the time.
为什么要祷告?
Why do you have to pray?
因为他们相信自己嘛。
Because they cannot rely on themselves,
所以就拼命祷告了。
So all they can do is pray.
可是弟兄姊妹，圣经的祷告不是说是到神的面前来求神帮助啊。
Brothers and sisters, but what I fail to realize is that praying before God is not because we always need God's help.
祷告这最重要的一个目的就是要我们荣耀神。
The ultimate purpose and the main purpose about prayer is for us to glorify God.
所以我们到神的面前来祷告是赞扬我们的神。
So when we come before God and we pray, we are praising Him.
不是像不信的人以为这些基督徒都是成天跑到神的，给我这个，给我那个，给我这个，给我那个。
So that we will not give the non-believers the wrong perspective, the wrong opinion that when Christians pray, all we do is go to God and ask God for things to be given to us.
一个真正的祷告是要在神的面前，要告诉神，我爱你，我要为你来做好的见证。
A true prayer is a prayer where we come before God and we tell God that we love you and that we want to live a life that is a good testimony for you.
我没有信主之前，我觉得圣经是一部毫无价值的一本书。
Before I was saved, I considered the Bible as a book that has absolutely no value.
因为我从小是读古书的。
Because growing up, I've been trained to read the antiquities of China.
一看到圣经里头讲的一些人物跟那些用的那些词藻，我就觉得这本书简直是没有知识的人写的。
And so when I read the Bible, especially when I read all the Old Testament and the histories and the people and the way it was written, I consider the writing in the Bible as a book that's written by people who are uneducated.
我那个时候对圣经的评价是文理嵌通，内容粗俗。
And my comment about the Bible is that it contained a lot of grammatical errors, and the story that is told is too commonplace.
很多我相信自以自鸣得意的人对圣经都有这样子的骨架。
I think many people who think too highly of themselves will have similar comments about the Bible.
基本上就是他们根本没有读过圣经。
But bottom line, anyone who has that kind of opinion about the Bible,
按照我个人的经历，批评圣经最多的人是从来不看圣经的人。
These people actually do not read the Bible, and so they don't understand the Bible, because that is also in my experience that the people who criticize the Bible the most are the same people who read the Bible the least.
我不知道听了多少人批评圣经。
I've heard too many people who criticize the Bible.
假如我问这个人，你读过圣经没有？
But if I asked these same people, have you read the Bible?
圣经不够资格让我读。
They said, well, that book is not worthy of my time to read.
可是弟兄姊妹，我到现在为止读圣经已经读了差不多五十几年。
But brothers and sisters, I've read the Bible for the past 50 plus years.
我觉得阅读这本圣经它的里面所讲的话就越加的让我心服。
But the more I read this book, the more I admire and respect what is written in this book.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里讲的是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what am I saying here?
我这里是讲到这是一个由里而外彻底的新人在对你们讲话。
What I'm telling you is that this is a new person speaking to you who has been changed completely from the inside out.
平常我们夸耀啊，这个人信了主之后就戒烟戒酒。
We've often heard people say, look, this person became a Christian and he quit smoking, he quit his alcoholism.
这个人从前对家里面的人一点爱心都没有，现在你看对家人多好。
Look at this person. After he became a Christian, before he was so bad to his family, but now he is so loving towards his family.
可是弟兄姊妹们，对我来说，这些都是太小的事情。
Brothers and sisters, but to me, these are only superficial things.
作为一个基督徒，不只是对家里的人好，或者说这个生活这个洁净不抽烟不赌钱。
To me, being a Christian is more than just treating your family members well, or being able to quit smoking or gambling.
我要问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
I want to ask you this question.
你要不要尝试做一个新人呢？
Would you want to try to become a new person?
我要特别的告诉你，你要做新人，你自己立志努力没用。
I can tell you right now, if you want to become a new person,and you determine to become a new person, you make all efforts to become a new person, they will all become futile.
今天我觉得在教会里头犯一个很大的错误，就是告诉人家怎么样去做基督徒。
I think today in the churches, there is a grave mistake that has taken place, is that we tell people how to be a good Christian.
圣经绝对不教人怎么样去做基督徒。
Because nowhere in the Bible does it tell a person to be a Christian.
圣经教导不信的人，你做不了基督徒。
In fact, the Bible teaches anyone who does not know Jesus to say that there is no way you can be a Christian.
假如我们每一个人都可以自己去做一个新人的话，我们不需要神。
If we can, by our own sheer will or determination, become a new creation or new person, then we do not need God.
我们真正所需要的是神他的那个奇妙的新生命。
What we really need is the amazing new life that can only be had in Christ.
只有这个生命进入到我们里面。
Only when that life comes into our lives,
让我们成为真正的新人。
Will we be able to become a new person?
在哥林多后书第五章，我们读一下，这是很熟常听到的这个圣经。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
第十七节
，verse 17, a very familiar verse for us.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come.
换句话说，你假如说是要做一个新造的人，一个新人啊，这个新造的人，这原文是叫 new creation。你假如是要做一个新造的话，你就必须要在基督里。
Here it tells us, if anyone want to be a new creation, that person needs to be in Christ.
第四章，回头来读第四章第十六节。
And let's go backwards to chapter 4, verse 16.
我们在主耶稣基督里面是什么样子的光景？
How are we? What kind of a life do we live in Christ?
外体，所以我们不上胆。外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
这是讲到一个新的人，他们生活的光景是怎么样。
This is a description of how a person who has a new life,would live.
这个生命若是进入到我们里面，
If this life enters into ours,
那我们很自然的就变成一个新的人。
Then naturally we would become a new person.
我刚才讲到我个人的经历，怎么样子从一个旧人变成新人。
I shared with you earlier my personal experience, how Iwent from an old person to become a new person.
那么我们要问了，那怎么样子这个生命才能够进入到我们的里面呢？
But we also then must ask the question, how can we then have this new life?
神的话告诉我们，很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us, and it tells us clearly,
就是我们要请耶稣进入到我的生命，做我的救主。
That is, we must ask Jesus Christ to come into my life and to become my Savior and my Lord.
当主耶稣被邀请进入我们里面的时候，
When we invite Jesus to come into our lives to be our Savior and Lord,
我们就能够得到神的生命。
Then we receive the life from God.
我们也就成为新人。
Then we become that new creation.
这是圣经唯一告诉我们怎么样子成为新人的。
This is the only means that the Bible tells us in which we may become a new person.
这是唯一的路。
This is the only way.
主耶稣他讲，他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus himself said that I am the way and the truth and life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
That no one can come to the Father except through me.
所以信耶稣，或者说成为新人，只有一条路。
So, to become a new creation, to become a new person, there is only one way.
就是经过耶稣基督。
That is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所谓经过耶稣基督，就是耶稣必须要在你的里面。
Through Jesus Christ means that Jesus Christ must be in us.
今天很多基督徒自以为是基督徒，耶稣不在他里面。
Today, many people consider themselves as Christians, but Jesus does not live in their lives.
所以他不可能是一个新人。
And so, it is impossible for them to become new creations.
因此上他不可能有新的思想。
And therefore, it is impossible for them to have the new way of thinking.
不可能有新的经历。
Impossible for them to have new experiences.
不可能有新的指望。
Impossible for them to have new hope.
他们所有的只有一个新的梦。
The only thing they have is a new dream.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这个新年，我真是要提醒弟兄姊妹，怎么样子能够成为新人。
So brothers and sisters, as the new year approaches, I really, truly would like for you to be able to be and to experience what it means to be a new person.
否则，你在教会来干什么？
Otherwise, why do you even come to church?
假如要听到的话，还不如到电影院里去。
Rather than listening to a message, wouldn't you want to go to a movie theater instead?
因为道理你的常常有些话让你心里不舒服。
When you listen to sermons, oftentimes there are things that are being said that makes you uncomfortable.
那些电影院里的人基本上就是要赚你的钱。
Well, when you go to the movies, the people who make the movie wants to make money off of it.
所以他们要想尽心思来讲你们喜欢听的话。
So everything that they do is to do things to make you feel good.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你必须要有耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, you must have Jesus.
神的话应许我们。
God's word promises us,
凡接受耶稣为救主的人就能够得永生。
That anyone who accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will have the eternal life.
可是在请耶稣进入我们心里的时候，
But before we invite Jesus to come into our hearts,
我们必须要承认一件事情。
We must recognize one thing.
就是我们不合神的标准。
That is, we do not meet God's standard.
我现在回头再看我怎么样子改变的。
As I look back at my own life and consider how I was changed,
就是当我明白了原来我是不够资格做神的儿女的。
It was when I recognized that I am unworthy to become a child of God.
只有靠着主耶稣才能够得救。
Only through Jesus Christ can one be saved.
我多次跟弟兄姊妹们讲，我一直在耳朵里头，在我的思想里头，都在听到我受洗那一天所听到的音乐。
I often tell brothers and sisters that In my life, I experience often that in my ears, I always hear the music being played on that same day when I was baptized.
很简单，一个我们这个诗本里的一个很常听到的这个圣诗。
It's a hymn that is also in our hymnal, and it's something that we're familiar with.
就是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
That is the hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
当我那一天受洗的那一天听到这一首诗歌的时候，哎呀，我就觉得自己一生都是那样子的污秽肮脏。
Every time I remember this hymn, as that same the very same day that I was baptized, I'm always reminded how filthy, how dirty I am before God.
我第一次真正的看到我自己实在是污秽不够资格来亲近神。
And the first time I truly recognized that I am filthy and I am unworthy to be in the presence of God.
我还记得跟我施洗的传道人。
I remember the pastor who baptized me.
他看到我那个眼泪直往下流。
He saw me weeping.
在当他把我放进水的时候，他用手在我背上拍了几下。
When he immersed me in the water for baptism, he patted me on the back.
他安慰我，要我不要伤心。
He comforted me. He says, "Don't be sad."
这一个动作，我到现在没有忘记。
That act is something that I would never forget.
我也没有忘记，当我从净池里头被他把我扶起来的时候。
I also remember vividly the moment in which he lifted me up from the baptistry.
我那个感觉到我身上已经不再有罪的担子。
I clearly felt that that burden of sin was no longer on my shoulders.
从那一天开始，我就知道我不再背罪的担子。
From that day forward, I knew that the burden of sin is no longer on my back.
因为耶稣已经在我的里面。
Because Jesus had come into my life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们成为新人不是靠着我们的行为。
So brothers and sisters, to become a new person is not because we changed our outward behaviors.
而是完全靠着耶稣的恩典。
It is because by the grace of God.
我的经历就是从信自己到信耶稣。
My personal experience is I changed from believing in myself to believing in Jesus.
相信我现在所信的耶稣是唯一的人类的救主。
And I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I believe in, is the only hope and savior of this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要再三的强调唯一这两个字。
And so, brothers and sisters, I need to repeatedly emphasize that this is the only way.
新约圣经太注重这件事情。
Because this is emphasized and highlighted in the Bible.
所以当彼得在教会第一次聚会所传的信息里头。
And so in the first gathering of the New Testament church, this is what Peter said.
他说除他以外别无拯救。
He says, there is no salvation aside from Jesus.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Because there is no other name given from in heaven or on earth with which we may be saved.
我们中间假如今天还有不信的人，我们应该要祷告。
Today, if there is still any among us who is not a Christian, we need to pray.
盼望我们能够在主耶稣的面前降服下来。
A prayer is that we would truly be humble ourselves before the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要对主耶稣讲，主啊，除你以外，没有人能够让我得救。
That we may be able to say to the Lord Jesus that there is no one else besides Jesus which we may be saved.
我们同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你是救人的救主。
Dear Lord, we thank you because you're a Savior who saves men.
只有从你我们能成为新人。
Only through you may we become a new creation.
除你以外别无救主。
And aside from you, there is no other Savior.
今天我们还是救人的，愿意到你的面前来。
Today, any one of us still of the old creation, we want to come before you.
承认我们都是有罪的。
We want to admit that we are with sin.
因为我们不承认你是救主。
But because we don't recognize you as our Savior.
如今我们愿意请你进入到我们内心。
But today, I would like to ask you to come into my heart.
永远做我的主。
And to be my Lord forever.
让我们从今天起成为一个新造的人。
So that from today onward, I can become a new creation.
这样祷告是靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.